Navigating life's unexpected turns can be daunting, and losing or quitting a job is a significant one. If you have a mortgage, the question of what happens to it when you leave your job can be unsettling. Understanding how mortgages work and the implications of employment changes on your loan can help you make informed decisions to secure your financial future. Understanding the mortgage basics. A mortgage is a long-term loan secured by real estate, typically a home. It allows you to buy a property and pay it off over time, usually in monthly installments. These payments consist of principal, the original loan amount, and interest. Lenders require borrowers to meet certain income and credit criteria, which prove the ability to repay the loan. So, what happens if you suddenly lose that income source? Does losing your job mean losing your mortgage? The short answer is no. Losing your job does not automatically mean you lose your mortgage. As long as you continue to make the agreed monthly payments on time, the lender has no reason to foreclose on your property. However, if the loss of income affects your ability to keep up with payments, then it could become an issue. Here's a deeper dive into the factors that come into play. 1. Payment continuity is key. Lenders are primarily concerned with whether or not you're making payments as scheduled. If you can continue making payments despite losing your job, your mortgage remains unaffected. However, if you fall behind on payments, the lender may begin foreclosure proceedings, which could eventually lead to the loss of your home. 2. Impact on refinancing or new mortgage applications. While an existing mortgage remains unaffected by a job loss, your employment status matters when it comes to refinancing or applying for a new mortgage. Lenders typically require proof of steady income when evaluating loan applications. A job loss or employment gap can reduce your chances of being approved for a refinance or securing a new mortgage in the near future. 3. Job changes and income verification during the application process. If you quit or lose your job during the mortgage application process but before closing, it can jeopardize your loan approval. Lenders usually verify employment status before finalizing a mortgage. Any changes in your employment situation during this period may raise concerns about your ability to repay the loan, leading to delays, higher interest rates, or even a denial. What to do if you can't make your mortgage payments? If you're struggling to keep up with your mortgage due to job loss, there are several steps you can take. 1. Contact your lender immediately. Communication is crucial. Inform your lender of your situation as soon as possible. Many lenders offer temporary relief options like forbearance, where you can pause or reduce your payments for a certain period. While this does not eliminate your debt, it can provide some breathing room as you search for a new job. 2. Explore loan modification. If your financial situation has significantly changed, you may be eligible for a loan modification. This could involve extending the loan term, reducing the interest rate, or altering the loan's principal balance to make payments more affordable. 3. Consider mortgage insurance. If you had mortgage insurance, often required for loans with a down payment of less than 20%, you might be eligible for unemployment protection or other benefits that can help cover your mortgage payments temporarily. 4. Look into government assistance programs. Certain government programs offer mortgage assistance to those who have lost their jobs. These programs may provide temporary aid or subsidies to help cover your payments while you look for new employment. Avoiding common pitfalls. It's important to avoid the following pitfalls to protect your home: ignoring the problem, ignoring missed payments, or not informing your lender of your financial troubles will only make things worse. Early intervention is key to finding a solution. Draining all savings. It can be tempting to use all your savings to keep up with mortgage payments, but it's essential to retain some emergency funds for other living expenses. Taking on unmanageable debt, avoid resorting to high-interest loans or credit cards to cover mortgage payments, as this can lead to an unsustainable debt cycle. Planning ahead, building a safety net. While no one expects to lose their job, being prepared can reduce the financial impact. Here are some strategies to build a safety net. 1. Create an emergency fund. Aim to have at least 3 to 6 months' worth of living expenses saved. This fund can help cover mortgage payments and other essential expenses during a job loss. 2. Consider income protection insurance. Income protection insurance can provide a temporary replacement of your income if you're unable to work due to illness or job loss. 3. Budget and cut unnecessary expenses. Lowering your monthly expenses can make it easier to manage your mortgage payments in the event of a job loss. Final thoughts. Losing or quitting a job does not mean an automatic foreclosure on your home. While it may impact your ability to refinance or apply for new loans, maintaining open communication with your lender and exploring available options can help keep your mortgage on track. Being proactive and prepared can make all the difference in safeguarding your financial future during challenging times. If you find yourself in such a situation, remember that options are available to help you stay in your home. With proper planning and quick action, you can navigate the challenges of job loss without losing your mortgage.